Okay, Mr. Estrada, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Sir, could you please state your name and your ADC number for the record, sir?
Yes, my name is Ernesto Estrada, ADC number 038485.
Okay, Mr. Estrada, I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today, as long with the representative from the Department of Correction and the Parole Office. To my far left is the Honorable David Neal, sir, and then my immediate left is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair, sir. My name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your panel chair today, sir. Also with us, representing the Department of Correction as well as the Parole Office, is Mr. Oliveri, sir. Mr. Estrada, prior to your hearing today, you signed and received a notification form advising you of the board's hearing today, sir. Do you recall receiving and signing the form for notifying you of this hearing today?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. On that form, you were also notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf of obtaining a licensed attorney at your own expense. Do you recall, sir, did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, so at this time, Mr. Estrada, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Oliveri in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Estrada? Mr. Estrada, today your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. Phase two will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to respond whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, Mr. Estrada?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the allegation on your warrant state that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12A as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer by 3 p.m. on the day of your release from prison on September 11, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay. Okay, based on the admission of Mr. Estrada, I move to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses or about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Estrada, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing, sir. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two of your hearing, sir, with first going to the parole officer, Mr. Oliveri, to receive some additional information. Mr. Oliveri.
Offender Estrada was released from the Department of Corrections on September 11th of 2017. He was arrested on September 11th of 2017 by Phoenix PD on our warrant only. Returned back to DOC custody that same day. He has 0 days abscond. His supervision end date will be on March 10th of 2018. Current conviction, 2015, marijuana violation, 1 year, 9 months. Prior convictions, 1978, robbery, 10 years. 78, assault with a deadly weapon, 10 years. 1982, burglary, third degree, 1 year, 6 months. 1984, burglary, third degree, 2 years. 1990, two counts, narcotic drug violation, receiving 15 years and 9 months for each count. 2003, resisting arrest, 1 year, 4 months. 2006, two counts, narcotic drug violation, receiving 4 years and 6 months for one count, and 8 years and 6 months for the other count. The offender has 5 terms with ADC. CU and IR scores are a 2-3. Mental health score is a 2. And a substance abuse score is a 3. STG gang information. He is a suspect with the old Mexican mafia. Prior terms of supervision. 2001, transition release. Arrested on a tech violation, administratively revoked. 2004, TIS release. Arrested on a tech violation. Reached the CSED prior to seeing the BOEC. And in 2013, TIS release absconder for 14 days, reinstated by the BOEC, later absconded for 123 days, arrested for shoplifting and revoked by the BOEC. The offender has a lengthy disciplinary history. One other arrest in 1987, theft of a vehicle, California felony conviction probation, and his community risk level is a G6 B6.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Oliveira. So, Mr. Estrada, you were released on September 11th. You were released and you approved your report to transitional living community at 2203 East Roosevelt, but you failed to report and establish residence at TLC, and you did not provide any other residential address. You didn't have any employment, and there were no program referrals were submitted due to the offender absconding. So, sir, what happened when you were released? How come you didn't go?
Yes, sir. We had it. Yes, sir. We got it this morning.
Okay. What happened is, well, can I just re-upload my note I got right here?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It says, dear board members, excuse me. It says, dear board members, my name is Ernesto Estrada, ADOC 038485. I am scheduled for a revocation hearing on October 18, 2017. I was released from the ASPC Tucson on September 11, 2017. I was required to report to my assigned parole officer by 3 p.m. on the day of my release. Approximately 30 days prior to my release, it was known by ASPC Tucson as well as the parole office that I would be traveling by bus. Apparently, a memo wasn't received. ASPC Tucson Transportation dropped me off at Tucson Bayonne bus station at 9:20 a.m. I purchased a bus ticket at 9:32 a.m. for the next available bus to Phoenix, whose departure time wasn't until 1:55 p.m. It actually departed at 2:15 p.m. The overdue was over 4 hours. It was a long wait. The arrival time to Phoenix was at 4:25 p.m. We actually arrived at 4:40 p.m. I was not given sufficient time to report to my assigned parole officer as noted in my release conditions. My parole was violated while on the bus just 45 minutes out of Tucson. And it goes, arriving in Phoenix, I stepped off the bus, aware of possibly having a parole violation on me. I called my sister Mary. She picked me up at Phoenix Greyhound. She called the parole office to explain place was closed, only recordings. We discussed my situation and agreed I would spend the night at her home. The plan was to contact parole officer CCO Turner first thing in the morning to explain the reason and present my Greyhound bus receipt. Then we go shopping for clothes and hygiene, things that I would need, my necessity needs, before we'd be dropping me off to report at the TLC facility. Okay. Now, this is how the police came in contact, because I know there wasn't no police didn't even write a report. Okay? The Phoenix Police Department involvement. Okay? My son passed away on August 25th of 2017, 2 weeks before my release. I was not able to attend any funeral service, so my sister, Lavinia, recorded the services for me. I have still not had a chance to mourn the death of my son. Since the ASPC Tucson chaplain informed me on August 26th of 2017. While viewing the video, I had an asthmatic attack. I couldn't breathe. My niece seen me and called 911 paramedics. Phoenix police arrived later. Uninvited, I might say. Paramedics stayed with me. I was okay. At first, everyone assumed I was drunk or on drugs because of my past drug abuse. Phoenix police became aware that I had an absconder warrant placed on me a few hours before. arriving at Alhambra, requested a urine test to ensure that I was not on any alcohol or drugs. Alhambra Medical did review my medications for my chronic asthma. Although my intentions were sincere, I now know nothing much mattered after 3 p.m. on September 11, 2017, when I stepped off the bus at Phoenix Greyhound. In any case, my intentions are still sincere, and I am requesting a reinstatement of parole, given ample time from ASPC Yuma. I will report to parole officers ECO Turner and establish a residential address at the TLC facility or other. Sincerely, Ernesto Estrada. And in my following pages, I have a copy of my bus receipt, which I have right here. I'm sure this was delivered that I sent, because the times of approaches, the departure time and the arrival time in Phoenix. So, and then the other one is just my medical history. I'm really asthmatic. You know, I feel like this was out of my control. I wasn't the bus driver or anything. I don't, you know, I couldn't make it like 3 p.m. because the bus did not leave from Tucson to 1:55 p.m. And I purchased this ticket at 9:32 a.m. and there was a 4-hour layover, and the arrival time on the ticket specifies it was to arrive in Phoenix at 4:25. So I estimated that I was already violated 45 minutes on the bus while I was moving even to Casa Grande yet from Tucson to Phoenix, and I was already violated, and that was not my fault.
So Mr. Estrada, when you contacted the parole office, did you leave a message?
My sister called it on the phone for me. I don't know what she said. That she said that they're closed and recording, so we decided to get everything ready and go see the parole officer first thing in the morning when they opened, and I was going to present with my bus receipt and tell them all that happened, you know, to try to get this warrant off me.
So,
it never happened.
Mr. Oliver, is there anything in the notes where Mr. Estrada may have tried to contact or assist to contact the PO?
No, sir. Review the case notes shows no message was left by the offender or his sister.
Okay. You know, Mr. Estrada, you have a history of being released
yes,
from drug violations and absconding. You know that, don't you?
Yes, sir, I know that. I'm fully aware. I understand.
And the last time you absconded for 123 days in 2013.
Yeah, but I'm a lot older now, and I'm a lot of things have changed for me in my life. I just want to make things straight. I want to finish this, you know, and get it over with, and I don't plan to be running around doing drugs. I haven't done drugs in over 2 years, you know, and I've joined AA programs, while in prison in Catalina Union, and I try to keep myself sober, and I quit smoking because I smoke, I have an asthmatic attack, you know.
So Mr. Estrada, you said that your sister picked you up at the bus station?
Yes.
So do you have relatives here? Do you have relatives here in Phoenix?
Yes, sir. I've been in Phoenix all my life.
So, sir, do you have help if you was on parole to get to your parole office and get to your appointments that you need to make, if you had to make those, sir?
Yes, sir. My sister helps me. And she told me she would take me anywhere. You know, matter of fact, it was her idea that she goes, well, you know what, let's do this, because I'm the youngest out of 12 children. And my sister's one of the oldest. You know, she's like in the middle. And everybody else passed away. You know, I'll be 58 years old in a couple, next, no, less than 2 months. And so she helps me out and tells me, you know, I'm ready to settle down. I'm ready just to live the rest of my life, which probably might have like 7 or 10 years, according to my health, you know. But I'm trying to make the best of it and be straight and be honest. You know, I want to be. My son passed away. I got 4 grandkids that were left to my ex-wife, you know, and I got to help them. They're still kids, you know. And since my son passed, it made me realize that things had broken more in my mind than what I was doing on my own, you know.
So what kind of drugs were you using, Mr. Estrada?
I was using heroin and marijuana.
You've been doing heroin for a long time, sir?
Yes, I started doing more heroin. I was introduced to heroin when I was 14 years old.
All right, Mr. Strada, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions. Okay, sir, if the board has no additional questions, we're going to go into discussion. Mr. Strada, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board before we go into discussion?
I would just like to say that, you know, I would like to request a reinstatement and do enough sufficient time to get to the parole office. Now I'm moving further away now. It's like about 3.5-4 hour drive from Newman to Phoenix. And Tucson was only 2 hours, but it took the bus at two hours and 45 minutes to get there because they made stops in Casa Grande and stops in Mesa. Now I'm on the way to Phoenix. I just need sufficient time to report to the parole office, and I will be there. I will report, and we can establish an address where I'll be staying, or if he wants me to go to the TLC, I'll go to the TLC, whatever he wants me to do. That's what I'm going to do.
So, in Yuma, do they have Mr. Oliveri? Is there a parole office in Yuma?
What? There is a parole office in Yuma, but if he is assigned to an office here in the Phoenix area, he would be required to report. Based on his GD scores being a max, he would have to report by 3. And we always advise the offenders, if they're going to be late, they can at least call and let us know when they're at the bus station. And if they call and make contact, the officer can staff the case with the supervisor and hold off on issuing an immediate action warrant if the offender reports in the next day, as long as there's contact made.
Okay, Mr. Estrada, and Mr. Oliveri, you can correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm understanding you wrong, but Mr. Estrada, that have you just made contact with your parole officer from the bus station and notified them at your bus station, then you probably would not have had a warrant for. They would have gave you some extra time. But because you are a max, it is mandatory that you go to see your parole officer by 3 p.m. So if you're in Yuma or wherever you're at, you have to go see that parole officer. If you're unable to make it, you have to call them while you're at the bus station before three, to advise them what your situation is. Do you understand that?
Yes, I understand, sir.
Okay, sir. So the board's getting ready to go ahead and discuss it, Mr. Estrada. I'm going to ask you to remain silent while the board's in discussion.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Estrada does have 3 tech violations where he was absconded. He was released absconded for 14 days, and they reinstated him. Then he looks like he absconded for 123 days after that for shoplifting. Although he does have a history of violations, I think that in this particular time, I'm willing to give Mr. Estrada the chance and opportunity to make good and go to his PO instead of revoking him to to actually reinstate him on community supervision under the same conditions that he have with any additional stipulations, but I'm willing to listen to the rest of the board. Okay, if the board has no comment, then I am going to make the motion to continue Mr. Estrada on community supervision with the same conditions and amended conditions, and those amended conditions would be uh, placement at the parole officer's discretion. Recommend placement for successful pre-sub program that offers substance or that he has treatment programs at the parole officer's discretion. And I'm also going to mark that the PO is to start revocation process upon the first positive, diluted, missed, or unsuitable for testing or unexcused UA. So those would be the amended conditions that I would have. Does the board have anything additional that they would like to see?
No, sir.
Okay, so my motion is to return Mr. Estrada to community supervision with the same conditions along with the amended conditions as noted.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Estrada, the board has voted to reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. We're taking an opportunity and a chance on you that you will contact and go see your PO, sir. That we also put some amended conditions on there that your placement is going to be at the parole officer's discretion, that treatment program at the parole officer's discretion, and that the PO is to start revocation process upon the first positive, diluted, missed, unsuitable for testing, or unexcused UA. Sir, can you live with those conditions?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what they are?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Estrada, we're going to give you that opportunity, and hopefully, sir, if you are released and you have to go to see your PO and you're not able to make it there in time, sir, you do have to contact them by phone before 3 p.m. So you cannot wait till after 3 because then you'll have a warrant issued for your arrest. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Estrada. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time, sir. Thank you for appearing. We wish you the best of luck, sir.
All right. Thank you.
All righty.
Was the last one of that unit, am I correct?
I think that was the last one, too.
No, we have one more. We have one more. Was at that unit, but they moved him to Lewis. That's our problem.
Esteban Morales?
Yes, sir. Where I'm going to find them at Lewis?
Let's see.
I can just look them down.
According to Ames, he's at the Sunrise Employment Center.
That's not on here, so.
We may need to contact CO3 Rebecca Fleece, who assisted last time.